Loss, grief, and death come to us all, so it's worth knowing in advance the truth about what happens when our loved ones die. And the Bible is surprisingly clear about that. When All Is Not What It Seems, an article by Lynn Scar, originally appeared in the December 2020 edition of Signs of the Times. Your narrator is Christine Lemons, and I'm the communication director at Christian Record. That little white cross beside the road bothered me. I don't know why. I'd seen them before. Perhaps it's because this one wasn't there yesterday when I passed by. Now it stood as a lonely memorial, a silent reminder of another's anguish. A name painted in black, together with the years lived, spoke of a life cut all too short. A name precious to someone, unknown to me, but not to those who, no doubt with tears in their eyes, felt the need to fashion that cross and place it there. A name certainly not unknown to God. Perhaps the action was cathartic for the grieving ones, or maybe a warning to others of just how fragile life can be. Please, drive safely. I drove on, deep in thought, pondering the life so tragically lost. No doubt there were goals never attained, dreams never lived, a vacant chair at the family table, birthdays never celebrated. Silent tears trickled down my cheeks as I thought of the family and friends left behind to remember when, in time, others would perhaps forget. Sometimes death forces us to confront life and our beliefs. Have you ever wondered what the Bible has to say about death? Let's take a look. Contrary to popular belief, we cannot contact our dear departed loved ones on this side of heaven. Many have grown up with the popular concept, as I did, that we go straight to heaven when we die. But is that really what the Bible says? I remember my mother reminding me many times that my late grandmother was looking down on me from heaven. As a child, that thought was not very comforting, especially when I wasn't always good. We're led to believe that heaven is a happy place, but if our loved ones are looking down on us from mansions in the sky, seeing our hurt and pain, our world in utter turmoil, let's be realistic. How could they be at peace? It doesn't make sense unless we put aside our preconceived ideas regarding death and prayerfully consider what the Bible is really wanting to convey. What lies behind this seemingly innocent yet treacherous doctrine that the dead don't really die? Who is pulling at our heartstrings, playing tricks with our emotions? "You will not certainly die," the serpent said to the woman, Genesis 3, verse 4. But what had God said in the previous chapter? "You must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat from it, you will certainly die." Genesis 2, verse 17. That was the very opposite of what the serpent said. Revelation 12, verse 9 is pretty clear as to who the serpent is, that ancient serpent called the devil, or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. We have a crafty enemy who seeks to blind us to the truth regarding those who have been laid to rest. Satan is a mastermind of deception, and when people claim to commune with the dead, they are in direct conflict with God's word. God has not left us without hope in our heartfelt sorrow and despair, when our pain feels like a brick on our hearts. He understands your loss. He sees all your tears and mine. Jesus keenly felt the sorrow and pain of separation that death brings. John 11, verse 35 records that Jesus wept at the death of his dear friend Lazarus. Or consider the gulf of separation from his heavenly Father that Jesus felt at the cross, causing him untold agony. My God, why have you forsaken me?" Mark 15, verse 34. Psalm 115, verse 17 says, "It is not the dead who praise the Lord, those who go down to the place of silence." Job 14, verse 12 likens death to a sleep, saying that the dead cannot rise till the heavens are no more. So, if the dead do not praise God and have no thoughts or perceptions of our comings or goings, Who, then, is masquerading as our loved ones in seances that purport to bring us messages from the other side? The Bible is very clear about this. We are warned not to communicate with the dead. We are walking a dangerous pathway when we dabble with the dark arts of spiritualism. This teaching is very explicit in places such as Leviticus 19, verse 31, which says, "Do not turn to mediums or seek out spiritists, for you will be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God." And Isaiah 8, verse 19 and 20 says, "When someone tells you to consult mediums and spiritists, who whisper and mutter, should not a people inquire of their God? Why consult the dead on behalf of the living?" The tragic story of King Saul's visit to a witch in 1 Samuel 28 is also a solemn reminder of disregarding the sound advice found in God's Word. Tragically, many have unwittingly opened the door to spiritism when God's Word is laid aside for the popular worldview. We have a crafty enemy who will stop at nothing to blind us to the truth regarding the state of the dead. Thankfully, the Bible has not left us in the dark and offers real comfort concerning those resting until Jesus returns. In 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 13 and 14, the Apostle Paul continued the biblical metaphor of death as a sleep, as well as painting a hope-filled picture of people reunited with their loved ones at the second coming. When we sleep, we have no recollection of events or the passing of time. When we prayerfully compare Bible verses, noting the context of the various chapters and verses studied, with a sincere desire to know God's Word, we see that there is no contradiction. After many years of ignorance on this topic, my family came to understand the Bible's message of hope regarding death and the afterlife. And what a welcome relief it was to know that my grandmother and others whom we'd lost were sleeping peacefully. One day, separations will be no more, and we will be in the warm embrace of those most precious to us. Until that time, be comforted in the knowledge that one day soon there will be no more little white crosses, for, as the Bible promises in Revelation 21, verse 4, there will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.